Well, Tom, as you were singing some of those songs, the one song that you sang, it transported me back to my childhood, back in High Level, way up north, and my mom used to love playing the 8-track. Remember what 8-tracks were? 8-tracks of Jim Nabors. A Closer Walk with Thee. It happens every once in a while that I'll hear a song, or maybe you hear a song, or something reminds you of a time back then, or a significant time that had meaning and purpose to you. That happened this morning, and it's like, wow, I'm getting old. But this morning we're looking and continuing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And title simply is Belong to the Day and Avoid Being Surprised at Night. Belong to the Day and Avoid Being Surprised at Night. Now, if any of you scanned ahead and you know anything about 1 Thessalonians in this chapter, that we find mention of the day of the Lord. And just mention of that term, the day of the Lord, causes your mind to go spinning and searching and seeking. It should bring meaning to our thoughts. It should bring a picture to our mind of the day of the Lord when Jesus returns. It may also bring a whole bunch of I can't even pronounce it this morning. Eschatology. That's not exactly the word I want to go for, but eschatology to mind, end of day understanding to your mind. And this is one of those passages where it can get taken out of context very easy. The day of the Lord will come, and it will come like what? A thief in the night. Very famous passage this part is used for to support theological positions on when Jesus is returning. But we have clarity and certainty that the day of the Lord, when Jesus returns, and he is going to return, will come suddenly. It'll come unexpectedly. It'll come like the force of birth pangs that a woman that's pregnant gets when it's time, or just about time, for the baby to come. But in this passage, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 through 12, or 1 through 11, the central component of this passage is not the day of the Lord. It's not the day of the Lord. It's a component in the passage, but it's not the central idea in the passage. Join me as we read. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 to 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there's peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. May the Lord bless the reading and receiving of his word this morning. What will be the sign of your return, Lord? When will you return, Jesus? What is the real question behind these questions? Will we be secure? Will we be protected from the coming wrath of God? What is the real concern about wanting to know when Jesus will return? Is the church going to be raptured before the tribulation, or will the church go through the tribulation? Why has the study of the day of the Lord been more fascinated with rapture than resurrection? Security. Peace and safety. As the Apostle Paul gently but sternly rebukes the Thessalonians, you do not need anything to be written or told to you about the times and seasons, as you know very well that Jesus' return will come just like a thief in the night. Verses 1 through 3. The Apostle Paul, when Timothy comes back, hears and has a report, and he writes back to them. They have a real concern and about the day of the Lord. And it's, we chatted about this about a couple of weeks ago when we were in chapter 14, and they had the concern about the day of the Lord coming is that they didn't want to miss it. But some of the people, some of their comrades, some of their brothers and sisters have passed. And the day of the Lord, has it come? Has it arrived? It hasn't come yet, so what about our brothers and sisters? Will they miss it? So Paul, the Apostle Paul in chapter 4, he addresses the issue of Jesus' return, and if you're dead, do you miss Jesus' return? And the Apostle Paul says, no, you'll be resurrected. First, the dead in Christ will be resurrected, and then those who are alive will come and meet him as well. So the dead in Christ won't miss Christ. So Apostle Paul is addressing the dead in Christ in chapter 4. In chapter 5, he's addressing the living in Christ before the day of the Lord. In light of the day of the Lord coming, how are we to live? How are you to live? Belong to the day and avoid being surprised at night. Their concern rests on security. Peace and safety. We want peace and safety. We all want peace and safety. We want to be secure. We want to go about and live our lives as we've been living them. But when that gets disturbed, what is our concern? Is it peace and safety? Is it security? We're not any different than the Thessalonians. The Thessalonians were living in Thessalonica, that was a free city in Rome during the Pax Romana, which their terminology was peace and safety. Peace and safety. That was the imperial cult's slogan. Peace and safety, the Pax Romana. Don't worry. The Roman government, the Roman military machine will secure our peace and safety. And Rome had peace and safety for how many years? 200 years. The Thessalonians have grown up in this city. Very easy to become comfortable and relaxed because we're living securely. We have peace and safety. For the most part, we have lived in Canada, in North America, in peace and safety, haven't we? Has it changed? Is it changing? What's our peace and what's our safety? Paul's reminding the Thessalonian believers that your peace and safety is not in the Pax Romana or the Pax Americana, but it's in Jesus. That's where he ends this passage in. He brings in and reminds them that our salvation is through who? Jesus Christ. That's our salvation. That if you're living as a child of the day, if you're living as a child of the day, you are alert. You are sober-minded. You're alert and sober-minded about your salvation. About whose you are. About your safety and your security. If you remember that you are Jesus's and Jesus died for you and loves you and promises never to abandon you, you have real peace and safety. Regardless of when the thief comes. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, but if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do not be concerned. Do not be concerned. Because you and I, believers and followers of Christ, will not face the wrath of God. But those that need to be concerned are those that do not believe and follow Jesus Christ. Because that day is a day of wrath. It's a day of judgment. This is not a popular subject. Not at all. But it is not the subject that flows through this whole chapter. Paul is saying, in light of the day of the Lord that is coming, live like this. This is your status, and as a result of your status, you have a role and responsibility. Amen? We have a role and responsibility as our status of being Christ's. What's our role and responsibilities? What did Jesus say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Two commandments that summarize the Ten Commandments. If you look at the Ten Commandments, Jesus summarized all those Ten Commandments in two commandments. You follow those two commandments, you fulfill the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. If we are Jesus's, we do not have to fear the day of the Lord to come or the wrath of God. Peace and safety, security. We have been told Jesus will return, but we are not to be concerned. Mark 13:32-33. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. Paul says the Christ follower is not to sleep, but stay awake and be serious. When's the last time somebody told you, you're too serious? Right? Be serious. The Greek word for serious is nepho. And it means to be sober-minded, watchful, and circumspect. Be sober-minded about what? Paul reminds the Thessalonians to be sober-minded about God's revelation and their salvation in Christ. Because they are in Christ, the day of the Lord should be no concern. Live as you are to live, as you've been taught and encouraged from us, Paul says. Question is this: are we more interested in knowing and figuring out theories of when Jesus will return rather than sharing the saving hope of Jesus? What are we more concerned about? Are we tucked away in our closet with our calendar, hoping that January 8th will be the return of Jesus? In case you're wondering, that's today. The point of Paul's communication here of this passage is not about the coming of the day of the Lord, but how to live as children of the day of Christ in light of the coming day of the Lord. How do we live as children of the day? Paul says, do not sleep. The Greek word translated sleep is, understand, these are Greek words, my pronunciation is a mess. Kathudo. In this context, it means to be spiritually asleep. That is, to be careless and unconcerned about sin or the performance of one's duty. It simply is to be dead. How many of you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? Great book if you haven't read it. It's one of the classics. I'll read you an excerpt from this. I then saw in my dream that they went till they came into a certain country whose air naturally tended to make one drowsy if he came a stranger into it. And here Hopeful began. Hopeful is the person. And here Hopeful began to be very dull and heavy of sleep. Wherefore he said unto Christian, the other person, metaphor, I do now begin to grow so drowsy that I can scarcely hold up mine eyes. Let us lie down here and take one nap. In case you're wondering, this is old English. Christian, by no means, lest sleeping we never awake more. Hopeful, why, my brother? Sleep is sweet to the laboring man. We may be refreshed if we take a nap. Amen. Naps are great. Christian, do not you remember that one of the shepherds bid us beware of the enchanted ground? He meant by that we should be aware of sleeping. Wherefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. Hopeful, I acknowledge myself in fault. And had I been here alone, I had, by sleeping, run the danger of death. One of the greatest temptations and weapons of the enemy is the weapon of sleep. To slow down production effectiveness, the best tactic is to lull one to sleep. One can be lulled to sleep by becoming distracted from one's purpose, spending time and energy on that which is secondary and unimportant, that which is self-centered and not sacrificial. Jesus says, come follow me in Matthew 4:19. In fact, the gospel records Jesus saying, follow me 13 times. We know in Scripture that anything repeated more than once, twice, is worth our attention. Scripture reminds us by its repetitiveness that following Jesus should be our greatest concern. Where do you think our enemy, Satan, will attack? That which is of our Father's greatest concern. Paul knew this and encouraged the church to follow him as he followed Jesus. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. To not follow Jesus is to slumber and sit at the feet of death, as Hopeful admits to Christian. Are we sitting at the feet of death in slumber, or sober and alert at the feet of Jesus? What was the concern of the Thessalonians? When will Jesus come? What are the signs? What does Paul say should instead be their concern? How to live as Christ followers in light of the day to come. Do not fall spiritually asleep, Paul says. Stay alert to your spiritual condition and the performance of your duty and responsibilities. Don't let sin slip in. Serve, love, be sober. Continue to love each other as you are doing and sharing the loving gospel of Jesus. This is what and how people of the day act. It's interesting that slumber is one of the main themes that we find God addresses in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Proverbs 24:33-34 says this, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man." Proverbs 6:10-11, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest, and your poverty will come like a robber, you need like a bandit." Proverbs 19:15-16, "Laziness induces deep sleep, and a lazy person will go hungry. The one who keeps commands preserves himself. One who disregards his ways will die." Proverbs 20:13, "Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will have plenty of bread." The Apostle Paul and Peter address the issue of being spiritually asleep as well. Ephesians 5:14, "For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you." Romans 13:11-12, "Besides this you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame I say that some of you don't know God at all." 1 Peter 5:8, "Be serious, be alert. Your adversary the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone he can devour." Jesus addresses slumber by stating that the harvest is ready, and that we are to be about the Father's business, which is the harvest of the lost. John 4:35, "Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest." Luke 10:2, "He told them, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." Finally, Luke 2:48-49, "When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.' 'Why were you searching for me?' Jesus asked them. 'Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?'" Are we asleep? Are you asleep? Am I asleep? Have we been distracted from our duty or our responsibility to share the love of Christ to a lost world of souls that will perish and suffer God's wrath at the coming day of the Lord? Jesus' children are not to be like those who belong to the night, drunk and unaware, upon whom the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, like labor pains coming suddenly and forcefully upon a pregnant woman. Do not be caught unawares or be eased into a false sense of peace and security as the world around us. The Thessalonians were the beneficiaries of, like we said, the Pax Romana, 200 years of Roman peace and prosperity. We live in that same world today. We have lived in that same world today, And now that peace and prosperity, that security is being disturbed. At whose feet do we sleep? At whose feet do we rest? As beneficiaries of living beside and having close ties with the United States, have we fallen asleep because of the peace and security provided and enforced by our southern neighbor? Have we been spiritually lulled to sleep because we have become used to the ease and prosperity of the Pax Americana, and now it's crumbling like the Roman Empire did long ago? Are we living as children of the day or slumbering in the darkness, drunken darkness of the night? Those living in darkness are portrayed as sleeping and as being drunk. Sleep and drunkenness are a picture of someone who is not in touch with or in control of his or her own life. When we are asleep, we are pretty much out of touch with the world around us. The drunk has lost control of his or her ability to make wise decisions and to coordinate responses. People who do not live in expectation of Christ's coming are likened to sleepers and drunks, not really in touch with the present or ultimate reality. But because we live as the children of the day, being sober-minded and alert to the reality of our salvation and whom our salvation is found in, we can have real peace and security. We have on and must continue to put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope of salvation. We stand ready for the return of our Lord Jesus. Are you standing ready for the return of the Lord Jesus? He who has accepted, believed, and follows the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will not suffer the wrath of God, but instead receive eternal life. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Romans 10:9-10. "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation." The day of the Lord is a dreaded day for the unbeliever in Christ, and a day of eager, hopeful anticipation for the believer in Christ. It is a day of sudden and unexpected arrival, a day of destruction that nobody in the world will escape, dead or alive. A day of God's judgment for the wicked and non-believers in Jesus. A day of God's reward for those who believe and follow Jesus. But this time and date of Jesus' second coming is not for us to be concerned about as children of the day. Our concern, rather, is to live as children of the day, awake, alert, and sober to our status as Jesus' children, living and doing as he commands and desires us to do. Living in and out of our salvation, thus encouraging one another, building one another up, leading others to Christ. Our peace and security is not in our world around us. It's not in our things. It's not in our goods. It's not even in our money. But it's in Christ. Jesus brought us peace and security through his willful birth, death, and resurrection, through the cradle, the cross, and his second coming. Do not slumber at the feet of death, but be sober-minded, awake and alert to our position in Jesus and our work for him in 2023. Sermon in a sentence is this: belonging to the day, we will not be surprised at night. Jesus encourages us to not slumber and be stolen like a thief at night, but instead be awake and assured of our salvation at the coming day of the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Amen.